Okay, today we're going to do Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis of Masechah Sukkah. We're holding on Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph toward the bottom of the page. We're up to Vahiika Ravcha de Beini Beini. The words Vahiika Ravcha de Beini Beini, which is three lines from the bottom of the page. And we just had a machlokas between Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda whether an animal can be used as a wall of a sukkah. Rav Meir said no, and we had a machlokas as to why not, meaning what's Rav Meir's concern? Is he only concerned the animal might run away, or is he also concerned that the animal might die? But Rav Yehuda said, yeah, an animal can be used as a wall for a sukkah. There's nothing wrong with it. So now the Gemara is going to focus on Rav Yehuda, that allows an animal to be used for a wall of a sukkah. Asks the Gemara, Vahaika Ravcha de Beni Beni, isn't there a significant gap of space between the legs of the animal when the animal is standing and living, and shouldn't that invalidate any mechitza? So forget about the concern that the animal might die or the animal might run away. As is, standing up, it's a problem. Answers the Gemara, Da'avadei b'chutz v'dafna. No, we're talking about a case where the animal's standing there and you fill in that gap, you fill in that space between the animal's legs with all sorts of branches or whatever else to fill in the space. Fret the Gemara, why do we think Rav Meir is going to allow an animal that's tied down, vidilma rava? Maybe we should be concerned that the animal start trampling, and then it's not going to be 10 tefachim, or start crouching rather, and then it's not going to be 10 tefachim tall. And that's much more common than a concern that the animal might die. Why isn't Rabbi Zeira concerned about that? So the Gemara answers, Demisicha ba'ashli mila'el. The animal is tied with ropes on top where it's not able to crouch down. That must be the case, and that must be why we're not concerned for such a thing. Frak the Gemara, Ulamandia margzera shema tamos nami, hamisicha ba'ashli mila'el. Well, wait a second, then why are you concerned that the animal might die? Meaning, what was the concern that the animal might die? It will die and keel over, and then you won't have a tent of a high wall. Well, guess what? If the animal's tied with ropes at the top that keep it standing, then even if it does keel over, the wall is still the animal is still just as high as it was. And it's the Gemara, Zimnin demokim, bepachos mishlosha samuch l'schach. Sometimes the animal is only going to be 7 tefachim and a mashahu tall, and it's the placement of the animal is within 3 tefachim of the schach, and that's the only reason it's working as a mechitza, because we're using the lavud between the top of the animal and the schach. So that's the only reason it works as a mechitza v'asar tefachim. V'kiven de maisa kavtza v'lavadayte. And if the animal dies, even if it's still tied in a way that it won't fall down, but normally when something loses its life force, when it dies, it will just shrivel just a bit. It will shrink just a bit. And that little bit might make the difference between whether we can use lavud or not use lavud. And therefore, he's not going to be aware of the fact, a person won't realize that he doesn't have a wall of the sukkah anymore. Frek the Gemara, Astira in Abaye. Umi amar Abaye, Rav Meir chayish lemisav Rabbi Yehuda lo chayish. Wait a second. Does Abaye hold that the reason Rav Meir has a problem with using an animal for a sukkah is because he thinks the animal's going to die, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a problem because Rabbi Yehuda does not think the animal's going to die? Is this really consistent with Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda's shita elsewhere? Meaning that Rabbi Meir is always concerned about something dropping dead, and Rabbi Yehuda is not. V'hatnan, we have a Mishnah that would seem to suggest the opposite. Bas Yisrael shenisis l'kohen. If you have a Bas Yisrael that's married to a kohen and is therefore allowed to eat truma as long as her kohen husband is alive, v'halach ba'alu l'medina siyam, but her kohen husband goes far away to Medina siyam, and there were no forms of communication, there's no sending a quick WhatsApp message or whatever, she has no idea if he's still alive or not. Ochelas b'truma b'cheskas shu kayam, she's still allowed to eat truma and work with the assumption that her husband is still alive. Uraminan Allah. So we ask on that Mishnah that says that you don't have to be concerned that the husband is dead and that she can continue to eat truma from another brisa. Hareze kiteich shoach haskod misasi. If a kohen says to his wife, this should be a get that will be chal one moment before I die. A guy is concerned he's going to die suddenly and his wife is going to require a chalitza, so he gives her a get while he's healthy, that it should, with a tanai, that the get should only be chal right before he dies. Asura lechel b'truma miyad. She's not allowed to eat truma immediately as soon as she receives that get, because every moment might be the moment before he dies. So the get, and therefore she might already be divorced, and therefore she might already not be allowed to eat truma. But don't you see from that braisa that we are choshesh l'misa? So it's a stira between the Mishnah that's not concerned for death and the braisa that is. V'amar Abaye, and how did Abaye answer that stira? Lo kasha. Ha Rabbi Meir de lo chayish l'misa. Rabbi Meir is not concerned for death, and therefore Rabbi Meir must be the author of the Mishnah. After all, sta Mishnah Rabbi Meir, and ha Rabbi Yehuda de chayish l'misa. And the braisa that is concerned that the guy is going to die at any moment is the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who is choshesh for misa. Where do we find Rabbi Meir Rabbi to say such a thing? Titania, we have a braisa. Halokech yayin mibein akutim. If a person buys wine from kutim that we're concerned they're not mafresh trumas and maestros, and all of their fruits are absolute tevel, so you're not allowed to be mafresh it now because it's Shabbos already, and you're not allowed to be mafresh trumas and maestros on Shabbos, or maybe you don't have kelim tahorim to put the truma into, so what do you do? Omer, instead you make a declaration. Instead of actually being mafresh anything, you say, Shnei lugin shani osid lahafresh. 2 out of the 100 lug that are here, that I ultimately will be mafresh for the sake of Truma Gedola, once Shabbos is over, or once I have Kalim Tahorim that I can use, Harei Hein Truma. Right now I am declaring them as Truma. Asara, the 10 lug out of the 100 that I am going to declare as Maisa Rishon, Maisa Rishon. They should be right now Maisa Rishon. Tisha, the 9 lug that I'm going to declare as Maiser Sheni, that I'm going to separate as Maiser Sheni, I am right now hereby declaring Maiser Sheni. Let it be Maiser Sheni right now. Umechal, then you should be mechalo the Maiser Sheni on money that you have in your house, because whatever you can take care of and actually not create a problem, you should take care of. So better to be mesak in the Maiser Sheni, b'shosamiyad, and then you're allowed to drink the wine right away. Divrei Meir. That's Rav Meir Shita, because Rav Meir holds that there's a notion called Breira, that whatever ultimately you will be mafresh, it's Huvar Adavar L'mafreya, that's what you are declaring now as the Truma, as the Maaser Rishon, as the Maaser Sheni. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Osrim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon say, you're not allowed to drink the wine until you mafresh it. Why? Because what might happen? You might, this whole 100 lug of wine, the whole barrel might crack and all of it might get lost. You may never be mafresh that truma. So you're saying, yeah, whatever I will be mafresh should be truma right now, should be maisa right now. You may never get to it. The whole thing might break and fall apart, and then you'll never get to be mafresh anything. What do you see? The Rav Meir is not concerned that the barrel is going to break, meaning the death of the barrel Rav Meir is not concerned about. Rabbi Yehuda is concerned the barrel is going to break, meaning he's concerned about the death of the barrel. So Abaye says, you could be mitaritz the stira about truma. Rav Meir is the one that's not concerned about death, just like he's not concerned about bekias hanod, about the barrel breaking. So Ineshes Kohen, whose husband goes to Medina Siam, can continue to eat truma because she can rely the husband is not dead. And Rabbi Yehuda, who's choshesh for misa, will not allow the Ineshes Kohen to eat truma because you always have to be worried that maybe he's dead, just like Rabbi Yehuda's concerned that the barrel might break. But now we're back to Arkasha. It's a stira in Abaye. When it comes to making a behema as part of a wall of a sukkah, Abaye thinks Rav Meir is choshesh l'misa, and therefore the sukkah's puzzle, and Rav Yehuda is not choshesh l'misa, and therefore the sukkah's kosher. But when it comes to Ineshes Kohen by Truma, Abaye thinks Rav Meir is not choshesh l'misa, and Rav Yehuda is choshesh l'misa. So the Gemara says, Epoch, Rav Meir chayesh l'misa, Rav Yehuda lo chayesh l'misa. Abaye has to be switched around. He did not answer the stira about truma, that Rav Meir is not choshesh, and Rav Yehuda is choshesh. No. He holds Rav Meir is choshesh, that the husband might die, and he's the braisa that asers the woman to eat truma, and Rav Yehuda is not choshesh, that the husband will die, and therefore he will allow the woman to continue to eat truma. Titania asal behema dofen l'sukkah, Rav Meir posel Rav Yehuda machshir, and that way it conforms to the braisa about sukkah. So the Gemara is going to have problems with this, but that's going to take us well into this Amud Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. So Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the problems that the Gemara is going to raise over here. Let's see, main point, any way to summarize? Yeah, let's make a main point over here. The Gemara clarifies who is and is not Choshesh L'misa in 3 different cases. by an animal being used as a wall for a sukkah, by a Kohen husband when it comes to Trumos and Maestros, and by Kohen husband when it comes to the woman, assuming he's alive, and when it comes to Trumos and Maestros itself, by the barrel staying alive or staying intact for relying on Breira for Trumos and Maestros. So we try to clarify who is and who is not Choshesh L'misa of the animal for the sukkah, of the husband, the Kohen husband who went away, and of the barrel that's holding all of this wine, some of which is going to be Truma or Meiser. So Be'ez Hashem, next time, we'll pick up from Kasha de Rabbi Meir, Ad Rabbi Meir.